This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So Christmas time, it's a wonderful time of the year, isn't it, for families and couples, and you snuggle up together and watch lovely Christmas movies. Oh, but what about Christmas when you're single? Joanna Hayes is going out to bat for Sydney's singles this Christmas, because particularly we want to talk about presents, Joanna. As a single person, do you get ripped off in the present stakes or what?
You totally get ripped off. this may be, I think, the most controversial issue that we've discussed so far.
we are tackling the big issues here, I just want to say.
Yeah. Well, look, the classic, the most obvious singleness rip-off is that you, like, spend all this time carefully thinking through what to get for the sister-in-law and the brother-in-law, mm-hmm. and especially when they're quite new to the family, it's all a bit nerve-wracking. But, of course, once you've carefully thought of all these presents for everybody in the family, and you've purchased them all yourself, and you've taken them out to the family do, the family that has, you know, your sister and their husband and their three children, they've bought you one gift. You, of course, have bought them one each.
And you've bought them five gifts. And when it, particularly when you think about the hard-to-buy-for brother-in-law, right? You know, the brother-in-law, they're always the tough ones to buy the presents for, and I've got a few of them. They don't personally agonise over buying you a gift. Your sister just gets it, or...
Yeah, so that's the thing. It's like the first level of torture for the single person at Christmas is that you get like three gifts, but you give about 25.
The thing is here, you've got to recalibrate, Joanna. I'm just saying. Yeah. You've got to recalibrate the gift giving. So what we now do is if it's one gift from the couple to the single person now gives one gift to the couple.
Yes, and I've almost hatched a plan in protest a few years of like, look, my brother is not going to use this thing at all, but it's going to cost money to get it for his wife and he'll benefit from it. So I'm giving it to him anyway.
So the juicer I'm giving to your wife is actually for you as well, though you're not going to touch it.
By proxy. As my brother would point out, he'll wash it up, though.
Fair enough.
that's like the first level of torture is that you don't get anywhere near as many presents as everybody else.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah, definitely the second level of torture is that, you know, on your own, you've got to figure out what to buy for these people.
But Joanna, do you think it is better or worse than to instigate some form of system? You know, like in my immediate family, we have a $30 limit per person kind of thing, you know. Yeah. So if you want to buy something bigger than that, you pool collectively your resources and share it. In the other side of the family where everybody is coupled up, it's a Kris Kringle. It's a couple's kind of Kris Kringle and
total surprise.
$100 limit. You buy one big present. So,
well, I guess it depends what your language of love is, which is another whole area of hilarity for single people. Gosh, imagine if your love language is touch.
Oh, dear.
But, you know, if you're into massive amounts of gifts rather than one massive gift, that might be just as crushing.
That's right. It could be bad.
But I have thought that perhaps the sort of Secret Santa Kris Kringle route might be a good way of solving the whole problem. But, you know, as usual, it just comes back to consultation.
Yes, well, see, my single sister wasn't keen on the Kris Kringle thing because she sort of felt like, well, you guys will still give presents to each other within your immediate family, you know.
We
it's not
know
like
you do the secret present giving
exactly
before we get there. One classic Christmas, a few Christmases ago, one of the couples in my family, the husband bought the wife a beautiful painting, brought it over. She happened to be at our place anyway, brought it over, unveiled that for her. And about half an hour later, I pointed out that they had reminded the rest of us that they weren't doing presents this year.
Oh, right.
Like, that was slightly obvious.
Yeah, look, that's true. You know, it's like, oh, we're not doing presents this year, but hey, I've just bought this extravagant trampoline or whatever for my kids. But now, hey, we're not doing presents. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the solution to this then, Joanna? How do we make sure that it works out a little bit more evenly for
those?
Well,
I just think you really need to give the single people in your life at least 4 presents each. that's my suggestion, yeah.
right, okay.
As, you know, compensation or something.
Yeah.
I'm posting my list publicly, so, you know.
Well, let's not forget the fact that the married person is buying 25 presents as well, you know, for the in-laws' grandparents, the in-laws' aunties, you know.
And all of the, exactly. So, look, I think, as usual, it really does come back to having a chat, like, actually amongst your family and friends. Some singles might be super happy for a Kris Kringle. They'll be like, yay, no more angst about this. I just have to get one gift and everything's fine. Or, you know, they may be crushed by that idea because they want a gift from every person, including the dog. So just ask, I think, is always a good thing. And single people out there, you know, don't brood over it. Just chat to your family about it.
Yeah, and I think in all this, it's always worth remembering that it is just good to have some family to spend Christmas with, exactly. Even if maybe it doesn't always work out equally and, you know, maybe there are some injustices in the way that we do things, but, hey, there are people who have no one to spend Christmas with, so
exactly.
On the upside, you know.
About the presents for us, really.
any kind of family really is a bonus, isn't it?
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Joanna. Good to catch up with you.
Good to catch up.
That's Joanna Hayes talking about Christmas for the single girl.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.